Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol yevivro. Now let's turn with Siyata Deshmaya to the beginning of this coming week's Parsha, Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu has a Yetziyah, Vayetze Yaakov Yerushava, Vayelech Charono. And there's a Yetziyah, there's Alich, we mentioned many times, the Beis Halevi, the Dumna Magid, and a Stipler Brachas Peretz, the Torah Tamima Tosefes Brocha, we encounter a Yetziyah, and a Halicha, there was a Yetziyah to be Mekayim, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbut Eim, and to leave and escape the wrath of Esav Arasha, and that was the order, the charge of Rivka, his mother, and the Vayelech, why did he go Bedavka, specifically to Choron, to be Mekayim, the Tzivoy of Kibbut Av, to listen to Yitzhak, who said, I want you to go Paden Aram, and marry from the daughters of Lavan. So Yaakov is now on the journey. What happens? Vayivka b'malkam v'yolun shom kibah shemesh v'yikach me'avni amalkam v'yasim rashosav v'yishka b'malkam ahu. The famous Rashi, Rashi al pi the Medrash and Rashi's Rabbo. What's v'yishka b'malkam ahu? Just tell me v'yolun shom v'yishka shom. I'm a first and point out. Rashi's b'vorning, what's the superfluous mention of v'yishka b'malkam ahu? Haloshen miyat, it's mashmo in that specific place, that's where he slept. The Hainu Biosa Malkam Shachav, there he slept on his journey. Aval Yudalit Shonim Shashimish Mevase Aver, Aval Shachav Alayla, he didn't sleep at all. Why Shayosek Patora? He was busy learning Torah. Yaakovina goes 14 years and he doesn't sleep. And now we mentioned in the past, perhaps to introduce that Chiddush once again, I wanted to suggest with Siyata Deshmaya that we only find two people in Tanakh that were able to go without sleep. And Yaakov went 14 years in the Yeshiva Shem and Eber without sleeping. David HaMelech writes the Gemara Brokos Daf Gimel Amud Beis until Chatzos HaLaila. He would be Mesnam named Kesus. He would just doze off like the horse, but he never really went to sleep. And then he would have the Ruach go through the seven strings of the harp. And Ha'ira Shachar, it would wake him up in the morning and then he would get up. That's why the Arizal writes that who was Mesakin Tikin Chatzos, none other than David HaMelech. That's why we mentioned many times Avraham Avinu, the second letter, his name is a base, that's Boker. And he was the one Mesakin Chakras, Brochus Chavamam Rebase. Yitzhak, the second letter, and his name is a Tzari Tzaraim. He was Mesakin Tfilas Mincha, a Meshas the Tzaraim. And we did explain in the past why his Tfila is not called the conjugation of Tzaraim as opposed to Chakras, Shachar, Arvis, Mayrev, Erev. Mincha is Yitzhak was an offering, Akedis Yitzhak, right? Surveyor Rukovsky in Das Tfila. He was Pshuto Kimashmo, an offering. But the second letter, and his name still highlights that he was the one who gave us the tefillah of the Tzaraim. And Yaakov, the second letter is the Ayin, and that's Erev. He gave us the tefillah Erev. He gave us Myriv. And the question is, who is Mesakin Vasikin? So I saw in the Sefer Chiyuchos HaTorah, he says, a Hasidus Rebbe once saw a Litvish guy, Mesnagin, he was running out to Vasikin. Rebbe was first getting up, going to the mikvah. He says, where are you running? He says, I'm going to Vasikin. He says, but don't you know, the Beis and Avram, that's Boker, that's Chakras, that's Tzadi, and Yitzhak is Tzaraim, that's Mincha, and the Ayin and Yaakov is Erev, that's Erev. Who do you think was Mesakin? That was Lot. The second letter of Lot's name is Avav. You want to be like Lot, you're running out in the morning. First, you got to go to mikvah, you got to say Tehillim. But Avad, it's Poshet. Who is the Vav? That's David. Had the Rebbe got it wrong, it's not Lot, it's David, and that's where the Arizal writes, it's David who's Mesake. Tikin Chatzos, David HaMelech gets up a Chatzos HaLaila, and he's Vasikin, he brings it full circle, and that's where the Arizal, the Shlo, and so many others, he's the Rego Revi Barakava, he is the fourth wheel of the chariot of the Ebershter, he is the fourth Tfilo of the day, Shachris Min Chamarev, Tikin Chatzos carrying us through to Vasikin, and that is the Vav. That is double Lufianias Taiti. And that's why, how do we get to Shema Avaya? Who together worked on being Mespalel and thus revealing the Shema Avaya, the Shema Etzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world? It started with Odom. Odom was supposed to be what? First and foremost, a Mespalel. Bereshis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Hei, Rashi says, Odom was created had to be Mespalel, to be Makir, but Tavos and Shol Yashamim. So Odom's Tafkid is to be Mespalel. Thus the hidden letters of Odom, Aleph, and Dalet, Mem, spell the word Mespalel. The hidden letters, when you flesh out each individual letter, and the pnimius of Adam was to be Mespalel. Adam, his Roshe Tevis, Aleph, that's one, Avram, is now starting the Tikkun. He's Mesakein Shachris. He takes the Musig of Tefillah Viter. Avram is an Aleph, that's another one. Yitzhak is a Yud, and Yaakov is a Yud. That's 1, 1, 10, and 10, that's 22. Who's Mashlim, the Shem of Ayah? David, the Reg of Rebu will come, and that's why David is Dalid. That's the 4. We add 4 to the 22, and we get to 26, the Fianias 19, and that's where the second letter in his name is the Vav, and that's Vasikit. So two people in Tanakh who went at Surin to Kufas, and they were able to go without sleep. Yaakov Mitzarecha, Davi Mitzarecheni. We have a well-known Gemara and Brachos, the middle of Daf and Zayin of Beis. And we have a number of things that are Echon Mishishim. Now the Marshal learns that it's Lavdavka, the Maratzchis, and so to the Fehim and Aleph. Havad it's Lavdavka, but since something is Botel Mishishim, we want you to know these things are not Botel. They actually have something. And Mamoshes, even when they're only 1/60th of something. And on that list is what? Shenas Echon Mishishim and Misa. Asleep is 1/60th of death. Every time we go to sleep, the Neshama is taken away. Wake up in the morning, Modani Shechazar Tabi Neshmasi. Amela, what do we have? Sleep 1/60th of death. Interesting. Two individuals only went at certain periods in their lives without any sleep. Yaakov in the Yeshiva Shani for 14 years. David Melech goes without sleep, and only two individuals. Do we find they never really died? Tainus Taf Heyman Beis, Yaakovino Lameis. That's Rabbi Yochanan's famous Rasha. Hukashul Zara Mazar Bachayim Afu Bachayim. And Rosh Hashanah Chafayim and Aleph. David Melech Yisol Chay Bechayim. Phineas Naiti. It's very good shmak. The two individuals who never slept were simultaneously the two individuals who never really died. Yaakov was able to go without sleep. Shenas Echam Mishishim Amisa. Yaakov was able to go without sleep. Yaakovina Lomais. David was able to go without real sleep. David Melch Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim again, Machlok Yisota Yidgim Lamed Beis, Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are the two we find a mechina of not dying, and they also didn't sleep. Yaakov now has to go to sleep. Look, 14 years, he got to sleep a little bit. Let's reread that Nusach of Rashi. Now, interesting, Rashi doesn't say he didn't sleep at all. Rashi says, Lo shocha balayla. And now remember, a person has to sleep a little bit. We have the famous memory of Yochanan, it appears four times in Shas. Nidarim daft hezvavam and aleph, shavuos chafayim and aleph, also in Yavamas and Sukkah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Anyone who makes a nidar kainim, then I'm going to go 3 days without sleeping. Malkin or so. I'm a yad, and we put him to sleep. You can't go 3 days. Halakas kama kama. And you can't go 14 years in the end of the day. They knew the Sugin and Darman and Shavuos. How could it be? Sarashi Lachar is very minute. He doesn't say he didn't sleep at all. He didn't sleep at all. Why he was so sick with Torah? Fianis Taiti, it's Geshmak. Yaakovina says, when am I going to catch a few minutes during the daytime? I can't sleep at night. Why? Because Erevin Samachayim and Aleph, Lo Ivra Sira El Nagirsa, Lo Ivra Yalelia El Nagirsa, the night was created not for Mikolo. And the night was created for what? The night was made for learning. How, where is that in Maseches Erevin? Who is Koveya Tuchumen? Yaakov Avinu, Parshas Vayishlach, and Erevin. The night is created for learning Torah. What did he do at night? Yaakov is Myriv. Yaakov is Amanoscha Valelos. Yaakov is Masakin the Tefillah of the Myriv. He can't go to sleep. This is his man. He's the one who installed in Kleiso the Kaya through the Choshech of the Golas through the night. Amanoscha Valelos. MS Vemuna. That's a Koch of Yaakov. Chitin Nims the Yaakov Chesli Avram. Micha. Perksayin Pasachov. Yaakov Avinu gives us the Koach and Golas. Yaakov has to stay up all night learning. Zakrash, he's osing the Torah. Maybe he caught a few minutes during the day. But lo shocha balayla, Rashi says. Now Rashi's based on the Medrash and Reishis Rabba. So let's take a look at the actual Makar. It's a Makar, it's a Medrash and Reishis Rabba, Parshas Vayetze, and Parshas Samaches, and Simon Yad Aleph. And we have a machlekes vayishka b'makamahu Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Nechemya says here he slept, but all the 20 years he was in Beis Lavan, there he didn't sleep. But Rashi espouses the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer can't shachov about kol yedalet shana shayatamun beis aver. Again, there was also a difference between the Beis Menrish of Shem, the Beis Menrish of Aver, and the grandson. Let's keep in mind Yaakov ishtam Yoshev Olam in this past week's parasha. What do we read? And we read that there was a Beis Medrash of Shem, and there was a Beis Medrash of Aver. That's Yaakov Yoshev Olam. And by now he went to learn where in Beis Aver. The Nusachas Hayatoman, he was Kilu hidden and buried. He was Shaku in his learning in Beis Aver. Rashi said, Yudalacham Shishimesh for Beis Aver. Okay, he was being Mashamish, Kedola Shemusha, Shator Yosem Yimudo. Amanda the Icarus, he was learning. And the Nusach is called Yudalacham Shetom Beis Aver, Lo Shochav. He didn't sleep. Arashi says, Lo Shochav Balayla. Arashi says, I want you to, I slept a little bit. He slept during the day a little bit, but the Pashas and the Midrash is, Lo Shochav, what's going on over here? Comes along the Yafei Tawar, and he says, Hakan Shochav, Ksiv Ayishka, Mokam Hu Miyutahu, Midalok Siv Ayishka Sham, Malachain Dorish, Shabala Might, Bebase Aver, Halo shochav rakshinas arai kedei shlo yispata milimudo. Azok the yafei Torah, a paperish in the Medrash Rabbah. Amalda, he had to sleep a little bit, but he only slept. What? Just a shinas arai, a temporary sleep, like David, Mesnavi, Kisus, dozing off. He didn't lie, many mafarshim, he didn't lie down in a bed. He didn't go ahead and catch a real geshmaka nap in his down comforter and his goose feather pillow. That's it. He dozed a little bit on the shtender. He didn't want to lose a second of his learning. And that's Yaakovino, it's a pella. Listen to a marshal. I'm not going to get you into the sugya since we're almost out of time. And by rights, the marshal and there's a ghost in the sugya Masechta Shabbos. Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Writes from Shlomo Luria. He says the Mordechai writes that Tamar Chochah ain cholzim in aleim regleyan ela below Shabbos, and they keep their shoes on all week long, and they only change clothing on the erev Shabbos. Why? If he shalom din b'chol halelus, and they're learning all night v'shochvim maat b'mabushim, and they just catch a few minutes here and then they sleep a little bit in their clothing. And the biographies of the known to be Huda, Chizkel and Kayadua, he used to get up in the morning, used to put on after Shabbos clothing. He used to wear that clothing all week long, only taking off his shoes right when he would take a short sleep in the middle of the night. Otherwise, he would only change Ma'am Shabbos or Shabbos. And the biographies of the Vilna Gaon, the Rav Elias HaGaon, so the neighbor of the Vilna Gaon's wife, she once complained and said, why are you living in such dire poverty? Your father, your husband is the Gaon HaDor. He can get any shteller. Let him take a rabbonis. Let him sit as an abbasted. He's the Gaon HaDor. Let him go out and make parnosa. Why are you living in such total penury and poverty? She says, look, let me show you something. She goes into the room and she retrieves a white shirt. She says, you see this white shirt? She says, yeah, it looks, it smells great. Like it just came out of the wash. A nice impression. She says, my husband's been wearing this shirt for the last 2 weeks straight. It smells like it just came out of the wash. It doesn't have a wrinkle in it. I don't know what he's doing in that room behind closed doors, but whatever he's doing something right. I ain't stopping him. I'm not messing with my husband, the Vilna Gaon, and that shirt is fresh for chule. Doesn't smell one iota. Rav Eli Melech Bluth, Tam and Mubak Ramosha. When I spoke with him a few summers ago, you find in the halachas of the 9 days, a different sheetus in the name of Ramosha. We know how many poskim are lenient. You're allowed to change your undergarments, underwear, undershirt, and socks, things worn directly on the skin, on the body, for the purpose of absorbing perspiration. You're allowed to change that every day, even though it's freshly laundered. Some say you really shouldn't, unless it's mamish, there's so much zuma and zeya, and it's really bothering you, disturbing you. Other places, other poskim, him say, Ramosha said, I asked him, what's with the stira? He says, you have to understand. He says, Ramosha would wear very often the same clothing. He says, his wife told him he didn't sweat. Ramosha never smelled, he never sweated. Ramosha, with all his amelus and yagia, and his kodesh for tahar, he posted, didn't sweat, he didn't need to change the undergarments. And only Yehuda could wear the same clothes all week long in the grah. We have to change it. But Tamil Yechamim, they didn't even want to take the time to change out of their clothing. Hakayadur Rabbachana Wasserman, different Nuschos. Rabbachana Wasserman, somebody bought him new shoes. I said, but they're laces. Look at all the Bittul Torah that I have to bend down and tie the shoe and untie the shoe. Look at all that wasted Bittul Torah. Hamela, I only want the slip ons. Another version has it. Hafakert, someone bought him slip ons and he says, oh, where's the Amelus? Stop being so lazy. It's Atzlus. Why are you so lazy? You can't even tie shoelaces. I got Pashto says the Bittul Torah of art, but the other one's a nice Mr. Haskell as well. Akopon in different versions in the Nusach. So Yaakov Avinu, Amanda with the Sigin and Darman Shus, he had to sleep, but what, like the Feitor? He was only sleeping in Shina Sarai, or what? He was Masnan and Kisus Medavada, and he wore the regular clothing. So, Lemaisa, how much should we sleep? Writes the Handy Science Answer Book, published by the Carnegie Library in Pittsburgh, page 315. It says, based on the different ages, that's how much sleep you need. Page 364, an average 150-pound person sheds one calorie for every 1 minute during sleep. Somehow, you can lose weight, right? You're shedding one calorie just in the sleep. So how much sleep should we get? Writes the Rabbi Milka's Deus Perek, Dalet Alecha Dalet. 24 hours. A person, it's enough to sleep 1/3 at 8 hours. And it makes the cheshbon. Rambam writes, the average person should get 8 hours. You think the Rambam slept 8 hours a night? No way. And did he sleep anywhere close to 8 hours a night? Let's take a look at the Stipler. Stipler writes in his collection of letters, Krein and Igrasa, and Chalik Aleph, Igra Lamed Gimel. He's talking about a weak Talmud. He's trying to learn late at night. He says, but I'm getting a little tired. How much sleep should I get? Hey neighbors, my neighbor writes a staple brofen ragil. On average, three chanisha kesheva shos b'meis leis. Average person has to get 7 hours of sleep a night. And now if you read Tom Heyman's 1991 unofficial U.S. Census Guide, page 166, and you'll see how 51% of Americans between 18 and 29 years old are always up past midnight in any given night. Over 20% of people age 60 and up are up past midnight on an average weeknight. Abba Bedera Klal was supposed to be getting a certain amount of hours of sleep. How much the Rambam told us eight? The stipler says seven. Otherwise, the Rosh is not going to be Meyushev. Hey, Tivlis, I'll make the Torah Seinu HaKadosha. Ach, Yesh, Yotzim, El HaKlal. There are those people, Shemuch, Ruch, Lish, and Shemona Shos, that need 8 hours. And there are Yotzim, El HaKlal, Shemas, Beklo, Gam, Shisha Shos. And then you can go on 6 hours. The Ben Ishchai writes in Shon Aleph of his Ben Ishchai, in the Chelek Halachas Parshas Vayishlach, he spoke to doctors. You can go with 6 hours. Hours, you get 6 hours, that's going to be enough. I'm a Bederek Klam, a Chrokum, the Sheva Shol, Shane of a Mace Lays. I'm a Bederek Klam, most people need 7. And scientists, researchers today already have also been saying that to be healthy and to function a maximum output of capacity, I should get 7 hours of sleep. In fact, one of the many studies on obesity, on what slows down the metabolism, is not getting sufficient amount of sleep. When we came in Shabokazay, Scholas Bolibo, Nira. He should make sure to get the sleep that he needs. Halacha lemaisa, the Ben Ishchai says, you speak to your doctors, and you go ahead, and as long as you're not endangering your health, and neshmatam lo nashaseichem, you're allowed to go on even less sleep, as long as you know that it's not actively damaging your health. Here's the stipler telling us the average person should get 7 hours. You need a little more, you get 8. V'chulei, if you need, you can go down. And the end of the day, the stipler himself, Kayadu, will learn for 36 hours straight, and then he used to sleep for 6 hours. That's what the stipler did himself. And how did that maisa become famous? Because Kayadua, the stipler, was read to the Chosanisha sister, and he had to travel on a train to a faraway place to go on a date. He cheshbin, and that the train ride was a 6-hour train ride. She says, Gavaldik, I'm going to learn my 36 hours. I'll get onto the train, and then I'll sleep for my 6 hours, the 6-hour sleeping shift. I'll sleep when I get onto the train. He gets onto the train. He examines the cushions, and he sees that the cushions have a wool and linen mixture in the seat. And I look, Lemaisa, there's plenty to be so. My Chalmud, the Ropos, can say, if it's a very soft cushion or even a very soft carpet, and when you sit down in it, the plushes, it's going to come up on your sides and comfort you. And there is room to be machmir. So the stipler stood the entire 6-hour train ride. He didn't want to have the shash shani, so he didn't sit down in the chair. And what happened then? He dated the Chazanisha sister and he fell asleep right away in the day. He hadn't slept for 42 hours. And the Chazanisha sister says, I'm not interested. What's he going to fall asleep? That's how excited he used to date me. I says to her brother, tell him I'm not interested. The Chazanisha says, I sent you with my sister. What were you doing? And he told him, the Cheshvan, the 36 and the 6. Baruch Hashem, she gave him another chance. The rest of his sister, thank God we have Rav Chaim Kanevsky because of that. Have a gemaldi enough and a great rest of the week ahead. Hadas, please.